KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
A light rain and 65 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There will be a flash flood watch in effect for this afternoon for part of our listening area. The watch that goes into effect at 4 o'clock covers Guthrie, Dallas, and Madison counties and will be in effect through Thursday morning, as heavy rainfall is possible across the region through tonight. Rainfall rates associated with most intense storms may exceed 2 to 3 inches per hour. In addition, multiple storms may pass over the same area and will further enhance the flash flood threat. Rainfall amounts in the watch area may exceed 3 inches in some locations, with others reaching 5 inches. In the news, officials of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said yesterday that the death of a rural Adams County man over the weekend was ruled a homicide. Authorities say the body of 44-year-old Alan Pafford was discovered outside his mother's home at 703 4th Street in Nottoway late Saturday morning. An autopsy performed on Pafford Monday at the State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny indicated foul play as the cause of death. Officials say they believe it was an isolated incident and the public does not appear to be in danger. If you have any information about the murder, you're asked to call the Adams County Sheriff's Office at 641-322-4444 or Iowa DCI at 712-322-1585. Memorial services for Alan Pafford will be held at the Villisca Community Building beginning on Monday at 2 p.m. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report Tuesday morning of a 9-year-old child being bitten by a dog in Anita. The call came in around 10:50 a.m. Officials say an investigation determined the child was bitten at the residence of the owner of the dog and suffered injuries requiring medical attention. The animal was on a leash on its property at the time of the incident. And there were two arrests in Cass County over the weekend. Authorities say 24-year-old Shane Michael Sewer of Anita was arrested Saturday on charges of public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Sewer was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled not guilty later that day and was released. And 27-year-old Joseph Donald Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a charge of driving while revoked. Fredrickson was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. A traffic stop late Monday night in Audubon County resulted in the arrest of a woman on a driving while suspended charge. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said 46-year-old Connie J. Emgarten of Casey was pulled over on Littlefield Drive near 350th Street at around 11:50 p.m. and subsequently taken into custody. Emgarten was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted a cash bond. She's set to appear before the magistrate on July the 2nd. Police in Red Oak referred a local teen to juvenile authorities Tuesday afternoon in connection with an alleged incident of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. 17-year-old James Michael McCauley of Red Oak was released to his parents following the police's response. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Monday afternoon of 23-year-old Keaton Ray Ostoff of Clarinda. The man was taken into custody in Clarinda on a Page County warrant for a serious assault. Ostoff was being held at the jail in Clarinda without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The warrant for his arrest was the result of a Page County Sheriff's Office investigation, where Ostoff allegedly assaulted 21-year-old Lucas Jensen from Kansas City, Missouri, at a residence located about 1/2 mile west of Clarinda on May the 10th at around 12:30 a.m. And police in Council Bluffs, responding to a reported violation of a restraining order, arrested the suspect on a second-degree burglary charge, as well as violating the restraining order. Officers were called to 1524 Avenue B at around 11:10 p.m. Tuesday. Their investigation revealed the suspect, Wayne Thompson, had broken into the residence of his ex-wife, Michelle, and her current boyfriend. Once inside the house, Thompson woke the two up from their sleep and became involved in a physical altercation with the boyfriend. During the struggle, the boyfriend struck Thompson in the head several times with a baseball bat. Wayne Thompson then fled the residence, where he was located by officers a short distance away. The man was transported to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Thompson was later booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Taking a look at the funeral announcements, Bernard Sharon, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Bernard Sharon will be today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Juanita Wilson, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Wilson will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Aaron Hoig, age 39, of Kimbleton, died Saturday. Funeral services for Aaron Hoig will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Alan Hilgren, age 61, of Stewart, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Alan Hilgren will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Homes of Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Jeffrey R. Jensen, age 55, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Jeff Jensen will be Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Dean Oldenburg, age 84, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Dean Oldenburg will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Lee Colsheen, age 69, of Elkhorn, died June the 14th. Graveside services for Richard Colsheen will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Edith Gustafson, age 90, of Avoca, died March 13th. Graveside services for Edith Gustafson will be on July 2nd at 9:30 a.m. at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Teresa Nissen, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Teresa Nissen are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.